Hello.
Oh, hi, Richard.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, good. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was following up. Initially, I reached out to you because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and then I saw that you had sent in a text that you wanted to cancel your account.
Well, because I'm having problems with my Google account. Somebody has an administrator. I don't know if you guys are able to help me, but we really never got on a phone call to start anything up anyway, so.
Okay, so I need to give you some options because in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 24th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there is a $199 past due balance on the account, and I can't even cancel an account with a past due balance.
Okay,
however,
so you can't help me when you're not. So here's the thing. So you just didn't listen to anything I just said to you. Hmm? All you cared about was the fucking payment.
No,
that's
I'm circling
it.
Back
so
to what you said.
You're not actually helping me. You're not doing anything. So what are you doing? Huh? Did you guys even start? We didn't even have the conversation of where we're starting yet. Have you guys done anything to advertise for me or done anything else? I mean, what have you been doing?
So we've actually started the Google campaign, the Bing. We put your business on 59 directories. And we've sent a management request for your Google business page to you on 4 different attempts. So
I actually contacted you guys and let you know what was going on. So what are you supposed to do for me?
Let me see the note here. Hold on. There's a note from July 15th. Walk client through Local Splash dashboard. Informed client that he has to add us to the Google business page so we can optimize it. Client says he's in contact with Google to get it back since his previous employee took over the admin, and he's no longer in contact with that person. Reminded him of the importance of claiming it ASAP, offered call tracking, but you declined, offered custom web design, and you declined. Yeah, so what's going on with that Google business page? It looks like your former employee had the access and you don't have access to it.
No. So I actually have a company just like yours who's actually helping me get it back. Huh? Which I thought
okay.
You guys would help me get it back, but you guys didn't do anything. Huh?
So.
And I even asked them, can you help me get it back? Huh? And then they were like, well, we don't know. Well, did you even try?
Mm-hmm. So, well.
So, I mean, how do you want me to keep doing business with somebody who's not doing anything for me? Mm-hmm.
The Google verification process industry standard takes 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in only 30 to 45 days. Now,
that's
your
not,
account.
I understand.
Yeah.
But,
so. We definitely can gain access to it, and we can get with the Google verification department, and I see in the notes they're already in process of doing that, but those things do not happen overnight.
It, when I was saying it. Now
we did. It tells you that in the terms and conditions that the first page placement takes 30 to 45 days, and your account went into suspension at the 30-day mark because of the failed payment. So you're right on the cusp of where this is going to get the verification completed. Your business will get on the first page. Your phone will ringing with new clients.